This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
There's a grim warning from the United Nations connected to the global drug trade. It focuses on large stockpiles of opium around the world due to ramped-up production in Afghanistan to levels not seen since the 1930s. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
Afghan farmers have grown opium for decades. When the Taliban was in power, it banned the practice, but now allows it again.
The Taliban has used it to fuel a lot of its activities. It's one of its main sources of revenue.
Michael Kugelman studies Southeast Asia at the Woodrow Wilson Center. With most foreign troops now out of Afghanistan and instability growing, farmers are increasingly planting opium poppies for their own economic survival. Kugelman says the Taliban is also telling them to.
Farmers in Afghanistan are pressured and intimidated and threatened by violence if they don't keep up with poppy production.
The U.S. spent $8 billion to reduce opium cultivation. Thomas Peachman, co-author of the U.N. Drug Report, says it worked at first. Farmers planted other crops when shown they were profitable.
I mean, it's really a market-driven approach, but at the same time, really helping and assisting the farmers to change their mindset.
But Peachman says that approach needs stability, something Afghanistan currently lacks. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
And adding to global financial jitters on this Monday, the governor of Puerto Rico has come to the conclusion that the Commonwealth cannot pay its $72 billion in debts. Governor Alejandro Garcia Padilla is telling the New York Times that this admission is necessary to pull Puerto Rico's economy out of what he called a death spiral. If you miss our further coverage of this on the air, it'll be at marketplace.org later. Again, checking the readouts live from the markets, the 100-share index in London is down 1.6%. The DAX in Germany down 3.3% amid this Greek debt crisis. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.